कुंडलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मद्सिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकाम् ईश्वरीम्। Yeah, so we have learned till the 40th shloka. Shankara has till now proved that Deham, the Stula Sharira, the Sukshma Sharira, as well as the Karna Sharira, all the three are not the Atman, because Atman is ever existing Chaitanya Rupam, whereas the Dehas are Jada Rupam and they are Anityam, ever changing. So from this perspective, Shankara next enters into analysis of Satyam and Mithya. Till now he hasn't directly entered into this analysis of Mithya, unreality or reality status of different things, but he is currently entering into this. He has explained it in a way when he said that Deham is Anityam, Atma Anityo hi Sadrupo, Deho Anityo hi Asanmayaha, Tayoraikyam Prapashyanti Kim Ajnana Mataparam, in the 24th shloka. But he hasn't explained as to reality status and concentrated on the same. So he is going to concentrate on that particular aspect in the next few shlokas. So initially he says, he raises a doubt or an objection and then answers it. Ityatma deha bhagena prapanchasya iva satyatha yathokta tarka shastrena tatakim purushartata. Iti Atma Deha Bhagena. Thus, by splitting the Atman from the Deha, the self from the body, Prapanchasya Eva Satyata, Prapanchasya Eva Satyata, the reality, Satyata, reality status of the world, of the Prapancham, Yathokta, Yata Upta, as has been explained tarka shastrena, by tarka shastra, that has been proved. So till now you have shown the difference between deham and atman. He has shown the difference between the deham and the atman, but how does that affect the reality status of the world, as has been proved through Tarkam? So Tarka Shastram, logic proves that Prapancham is Anityam, that which is Anityam is a Mithya, it is ultimately Asat, whereas empirically it is Mithya. But what has that got to do with De Atma Deha Bhagam? Tata Kim Purusharthata? What use does this have to a person? Purusharthata, how does it help a person? How does it help the life of a person? By knowing that the Atman and the body are different, thereby indirectly proving that the world is only an illusion, it's not real. So what has that got to do with the world? What has that got to do with an individual? What has that got to do with me? You have proved that the Deham and the Atma are different. So when Atman is different from the Deham consists of Panchabhutas. Similar is the case with all the entities in the world, all the object in the world, or Jagat in itself is Panchabhuta Yukta. So that Jagat, whatever has been explained for the Deham, is valid for the world as well. So that means Jagat is Anityam, Atman is real, Atman is Satyam. If that is the case, like whatever you have proved, that the Atman is different from Deham, Atman is Nityam and Jagat is Mithya or Asatyam, how does that help me? So that is the analysis, that is the objection, the question that Shankara raises in order to explain, in order to enter into the analysis of Jagan Mithya and reality of the world and how it will be helpful for the seeker. So the basic question is, we can say the question or the objection or the doubt that is raised is twofold. One is, you have proved that the Deham is different from the Atman. So what does that help me? First thing. Second thing, Deham is different from the Atman. That proves, in a way, that indirectly explains that the Jagat is also Mithya or unreal. How does that help me? So how does the Jagan Mithyatvam help me? How does the Deha Atma Bhagam? Deha and Atma or Atman are Bhinnam. When they are Bhinnam, by proving that they are different, how does that help me? Though Shankara has already said that, he would be explaining it in the next shloka. So he says, in the very next shloka, he answers it, as to Purusha Arthata, how Purusha Artham. Artham means purpose. Purusha means of a being, of human. So for a person, what does it do for a person? How does it help a person? Ityatma deha bedhena dehatmatvam nivaritam idanim deha bedasya hyasyatvam sphutam uchyate. So iti atma deha bedena, thus by saying that the Atman is different from the Deham, dehatmatvam nivaritam, the view that I am the Deham, Deham is the Atman, Deha Atmatvam, Deha being the Atman, or I am Deham, I as the Atman is Deham, that is Nivaritam, that is removed, that is negated. Idanim Deha Bedasya, by proving that the Atman is different from the Deha, indirectly, he Asatvam Sphutam Uchyate, Asatvam of the Deham, as well as Asatvam of the entire world, Sphutam Uchyate, will be clearly stated in the next few shlokas. So this means, when we know that the Atman is different from the Deham, then one, Dehatmatvam vanishes. That means I am the Deham notion will vanish. If I am the Deham notion will vanish, then the false arising out of the notion that I am but the body will be removed. The problem with I am the body, the thought that I am the body, is that the problem, the sorrows arising due to the changes in the body will be attributed to me. That means when the body is changing, I am changing. When the body is suffering, I am suffering. When the body has headache, I have headache. When the body has fever, I have fever. Whenever the body is struggling, I struggle. So the body is constantly changing, therefore it cannot remain blissful always because it is changing. Any change, anything that is changing, will be subject to a good state and a bad state. Both are like the two sides of a same coin. So if a person is, if the body is experiencing happiness at one point of time, it will have to experience sorrow as well. That is what we call as old age. So if the body, like if I am associated with the body, I think I am the body, then I'll be happy when the body is happy. I'll be sad when the body is sad. That means I'll be happy when the body is in a good state. I'll be sad when the body is in a bad state. That means I'll be fluctuating between happiness and sorrow. And a person requires in the world, or from the world, what a person requires is eternal bliss or peace. Peace which doesn't fluctuate the mind. But the moment we think I am the body, I think I am the body, then The body is fluctuating, so I will also fluctuate. The mind will be fluctuating. When the mind is fluctuating into good and bad thoughts, into a state of happiness and into a state of sorrow, then I'll also be fluctuating. That means there will be no peace. No peace, no contentment, no bliss, no anandam. Life will become miserable. So that is what happens when I think I am the body. But when by Shankara's previous words that the Deham is not the Atman, the notion that I am the body vanishes. When I the notion that I am the body vanishes, then the misery is arising out of that notion. Life will become miserable if I think I am the body. So that miserable life will be changed. How can you say that miserable life will change in for the better? It will change into a good life. Why can't it become another miserable life? Because the Atman is Nityam. The Atman is Nityam, the Atman is Sat, the Atman is Ananda Rupam. So when a person thinks that has the notion that I am the Atman, then he can get only one thing out of it, that is Ananda. Whether he is not realized and he is doing a sadhana in the form of Anusandhanam that I am Atman, or he is realized and ever immersed in that state, he can get out of such a notion that I am the Atman, whether it is natural like that of a jnani or a jivan mukta, or whether it is effortful like in the case of a sadhaka who puts effort to always contemplate that I am the Atman. Both ways the outcome is only one, that is Anandam. So when the notion that I am the body vanishes, the miseries arising out of that also vanish. And it is for the better, because if when I negate the notion that I am the body, then what the notion I will have is I am the Atman, which is distinct from the body. So with the notion of I am the Atman, I will get only Anandam, which is what I seek, which is what I seek from the external world, which is what I seek each and every moment of my life. Therefore, by differentiating between the Atman and the body, I get bliss. So that is with respect to my state. But not only that, with this, when we say that the Atman is different from the body, that also indirectly proves that the body is an illusion. Body is ultimately unreal. Why? There is only one Nitya Vastu. There is only one eternal entity, which is the Atman. Because the Atman exists always. When we analyze the three states of Jagrat, Swapna and Sushupti, what remains as the Sakshi in each of these states, unchanging, ever-present, is the Atman. So the Atman alone is real. Everything apart from the Atman, whether it is a body or whether it is an insentient object like the pot or the rock, still all those are only an illusion. All those are mithya, ultimately unreal, because they don't have any real existence. They seem to exist, but they will vanish. That means they are asat. So only the Atman is sat, everything else is asat. So if we prove that the Atman is different from the body, that means Atman is different from the Panchabhutas, any object made of the Panchabhutas, which includes the entire world, then the Atman is different from the world. Since the world is different from the Nitya Atman, Atman alone is real. That means anything apart from the Atman is asat. That means Jagat is asat. So by differentiating the Atman and the body, Atman and the Deham, we differentiate the Atman from the Jagat. When we differentiate the Atman from the Jagat, then we will clearly come to the conclusion that Atman alone is real. Atman is Sat, whereas the Jagat is Asat. Asat means, like, technically or logically, Asat is that which never exists. Therefore, we say that empirically the world is Mithya. The word used is Mithya. Mithya is ultimately unreal, but Mithya is something that you perceive now. So an Ajnani perceives the world, therefore we cannot say that it is Asat. It is not at all existent because we perceive it. Therefore the world is called Mithya. Mithya is that which is neither Sat nor Asat. We can't say it as Sat because it is not eternal. We can't say it as Asat because Asat cannot be perceived at all. Asat is not present in the three times of past, present or future. It never exists. But we experience the world now in the present. Therefore, we call it as mithya. Though we perceive the world now, we know that it is temporary. We know that it will vanish. That's the reason why it is called as mithya. That which is mithya is empirically mithya, ultimately unreal, ultimately asat. So the world, by differentiating the Atman from the Deham, we differentiate the Atman from the world. We therefore conclude that the world is an illusion and ultimately unreal. That means the moment when a person realizes or has the notion that I am the Atman, he will get bliss. But he may again falter into the world because he will try to seek objects. And when he seeks objects, he gets identified with the object, associated with the object, thereby he suffers. But for a person who knows that the world is unreal, he'll not run after it. It's like a person who knows that there is no water in desert, he will not run after it. He will be happy with what is there. He will not go behind objects of the world. Since the person who knows the world to be an illusion will not run behind the objects of the world, he'll not be affected by the objects of the world. Since he is not affected by the objects of the world, he cannot falter. Since he cannot falter, he will ever be blissful. Thus, by proving that the Atman is different from the Deham, first we negate the miseries arising out of the notion that I am the Deham, and second, we remove the miseries arising out of association with objects of the world. Association with objects of the world are because we think they are real. And we think they are real, therefore they will give me bliss when I attain or possess them. Thus, when these two sorrows are removed, the sorrows arising out of one's association with the body and one's association with the objects of the world, then life will be ever blissful. Such a person will always be happy. He will not be affected by anything in the world, though he will not renounce everything. So that is what is the aim behind negating the body from the Atman. So Shankara has in this shloka, he said that he is saying at the end that asatvam sputam uchyate, asat or unreality of the body as well as the world will be explained clearly. So he starts explaining it through various analogies in the next few shloka, which we will see. After later. Hari Om.